This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 9, 2018. Ethan Foreman writes, in today's Salem News, the town of Marblehead hopes to have a new leader in the spring after town administrator John McGinn announced his plans to retire. He's quoted as saying, "We are hoping to have it so selectmen could make a decision in late March, early April." McGinn is retiring at the end of June after 41 years working in various public sector jobs, including 15 years in Marblehead. He served as the town's finance director for more than a decade before succeeding Jeff Chalgren as town administrator in November 2014. McGinn announced his pending retirement at a selectman's meeting last month. He said he felt it was time for him to pursue other opportunities, but he said he has a lot to address in the next 6 months, including the budget process, town meeting on May 7, and collective bargaining agreements with all town departments. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. A four-alarm fire in Lynn Monday afternoon has left 28 people homeless. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the images from television yesterday afternoon and evening were spectacular from this Lynn fire. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that one woman was badly burned and 28 people were left homeless after a four-alarm fire ripped through a Broad Street apartment building Monday afternoon at 26 Broad Street. The woman, a third-floor resident, had been rescued from the 18-unit building and was taken by ambulance to Mass General Hospital with burn injuries. The extent of her injuries was not immediately known, according to Lynn Fire Chief James McDonald. Firefighters arrived at 26 Broad Street at around 3:40 and quickly called for a second and then a third alarm as they began to fight the fire. A fourth alarm was struck later as flames shot through the roof and firefighters were ordered out of the building. By early evening, the fire had burned through the top floor, and companies continued to fight the flames outside. It took about 3 hours for the fire to be declared under control, according to Lynn District Fire Chief Stephen Archer. Once the fire gained the cock loft, the attic space, it was off to the races, he said. Archer said during an interview on WHDH-TV that it was just very difficult to play catch-up. A Red Cross bus and medical tent was stationed nearby. Units from several communities, including Marblehead, Revere, Saugus, Swampscott, Melrose, and Chelsea, came to Lynn's aid. New Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee called the fire a tragedy, and the city was working with the Red Cross to help displaced residents. Bruce Conway, a third-floor resident, said he was sitting in his apartment when he started smelling smoke. He said he thought it might have been exhaust from the outside at first, but then heard a neighbor banging on another door. Conway, 60, said that he and his neighbor knocked until the woman inside the apartment came to the door, covered in soot. He saw a big cloud of smoke from the kitchen. He said the woman relayed that she had fallen asleep while cooking. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Julie Manganis writes, in today's Salem News, the state's highest court has come down on the side of Rockport in a long-running battle over one resident's desire to land his helicopter at his waterfront home. The Supreme Judicial Court, in a decision released Monday, concluded that legislators never intended to usurp the authority of local officials when it comes to zoning restrictions like the one that would bar the heliport that homeowner Ron Roma built on his Granite Street property several years ago. Chief Justice Ralph Gantz wrote, "We hold that there is no clear legislative intent to preempt local zoning. Roma, who splits his time between Massachusetts and Florida, is a licensed helicopter pilot who drew the attention and ire of neighbors in 2014 when he landed a helicopter on his 1.6-acre lot. When the chopper wasn't on his Federal Aviation Administration-approved helipad, Roma stored it at Beverly Airport." More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Julie Manganis. From the Daily Item, the city of Lynn has a new top firefighter. District Chief Stephen Archer was the top scorer among four candidates for the $100,000 plus a year post. He's quoted as saying, "It's exciting and quite an opportunity. It's a challenge, but we've got some great individuals in the department with progressive minds." The 53-year-old district chief was selected by MMA Consulting Group, Inc., a Plymouth company which provides an assessment center comprised of an expert panel that interviews candidates. The 8-hour interview asked their responses to real-life situations, grades them, and recommends the top candidate to the mayor. The other candidates included District Chiefs Timothy Collier, Arthur Richard, and Michael McBride, who faced a team of interviewers last month. More on the story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.